This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. And the sun is moving towards Sagittarius, even though it's still in Scorpio. And we're still in the radical changes of late fall. Late fall almost always arrives by the second week of November, and it lasts through early December. It's a transition season during which frost and morning fogs become more frequent. The last leaves fall, skies become darker, wind speed increases, and the cold puts an end to the year's flower and vegetable cycles. The longest nights of the year now begin. Overwintering geese gather at inland waterways, and the annual flyovers of sandhill cranes begin. Across the fields and hillsides, grazing season draws to a close as pasture growth slows in the cold of the waxing manger moon. The season of winter clouds arrives from the west as the average percentage of cloud cover doubles over summer and middle autumn's averages. Along the highways, ironweed seeds are soft and white when late fall comes. Goldenrod and the thimbleweed are tufted like cotton, their foliage deep chocolate brown. The milkweed pods have opened. Scarlet rose hips and the buds of pussy willows stand out now. Mock orange honeysuckles and forsythias are thinning, and their leaf fall measures the progress of the last phase of autumn. Beech trees, honeysuckles, boxwood, forsythia, and the strongest of the maples, osage, pears, and sycamores keep scattered color to the landscape past Thanksgiving. But when early winter arrives at the end of December's first week, it takes almost all the holdouts. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late fall. In the meantime, make a few notes about what you see. Compare those notes with what you see next year and the next.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org. Poor Will's Almanac is brought to you by Tree Care, Inc., offering services in arboriculture throughout the region. Trees make life better.